Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com. What's up, you guys? It is December 18th, 2020. WWE SmackDown review from Fightful. Leave a thumbs up, subscribe, tap that bell for notifications if you are watching on youtube.com/Fightful. And if you aren't, hey, go over there and subscribe. Do all that good stuff. Can't tell you how important that is. We stream on Periscope. We stream on Facebook. You can search us there and find us. But pretty soon, we're going to be doing some streaming on Twitch. We've got a Fightful Gaming Twitch. We're going to tell you more about that later in the show. But that's at twitch.tv/Fightful Gaming. That's where a lot of our gaming content will be live. We're very, very excited about that. Fightful Gaming has taken off way quicker than we had even imagined. And we will get to that. Don't worry. I'll give you your props. But we do have Jeremy Lambert here. Jeremy, how you doing?
I'm well. Hello.
You're well.
Yeah, that's it. I'm well. What do you? I'm on drugs. I'm well.
We are living in a post SRS reviews Taylor Swift era. Like, there's Fightful before that, and then there's Fightful since then.
Did you watch Denise's video on the hidden gems of Evermore?
I guess I should. Admittedly, I watch all of Denise's videos. I support Denise.
Okay.
Then
you learned something, hopefully, from that video.
Yeah, probably not.
If you watch all of our videos, you should have learned something beforehand.
What more could I possibly learn about Taylor Swift than what came out of my review? Anyway, guys, if you are watching on youtube.com/Fightful, I'll get some plugs out of the way. Kevin Owens, I interviewed him. It's on Fightful. PCO, he just had a match at Final Battle. But we didn't just talk about Final Battle. In fact, we talked pretty much about Evergreen stuff, about his ROH contract, about him not retiring when it's up, not by a long shot. We talked about Kevin Owens. I asked PCO about the new Mountie. He also shot softly, as did Kevin Owens. He told me why he retired the Steenalyzer. There's just so much good stuff in those interviews. Oh, by the way, I interviewed Lee Moriarty. I interviewed LSG. We got news on that virtual basement game and the motion capture. Just tons of stuff. Go check it out. And of course, Jeremy is booking A-plus segments with Sid and Britt Baker on TEW. Check that out as well.
We're hanging banners on TEW with Sid and the GOAT Britt Baker.
By the way, guys, got an interview with a couple fellas named the Young Bucks on Monday. I got a scoop up on them on FightfulSelect.com. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I've got info on like how far the negotiations between the Young Bucks and WWE got. I've got news on Dakota Kai's health status. I had news all week long. Please head over there and support what we're doing. And you know what? I'll wrap up the plugs with this super chat from Throwback. Donate a super chat, get your question or statement in. He says, have an amazing show. Can't wait for Tuesday. Yeah, we're doing a holiday Christmas stream for Fightful, 9 p.m. Eastern Tuesday. Every super chat in that will be matched by Jimmy Van and then divided among our staff. That does not include me. That does not include.
You don't need any more money. You just signed the max.
I did. I just got that Giannis deal. So the stream is already up, guys. If you want to go over there and donate a super chat, you can have at it. Also, you can also recommend topics for our completely arbitrary awards that we're going to be giving out there. It's a good time. It's a good time.
Give me all the awards. Give them to nobody else but me and Joseph. We're the only people that should win any of the awards. Just us two.
Alec Farmer says, this episode was not very good at all, but I'm now more excited about the Roman KO match. I'm expecting an old Kevin Steen style ladder match. Had one result on this show been different, the Bianca Belair match, I would have said this was a great SmackDown, honestly. It was full of stuff that mattered, quite frankly, from a tag title match to Roman and KO. But what do you think about this show in totality?
I thought overall it was a good show. It set up some stuff for TLC. I love the Roman, KO, Jey Uso stuff. I agree with the Super Chat that I'm way more excited for that match. And I was already, it was already the main match I was looking forward to. But not overall, it was a good show. And I know what result you're talking about. I, too, was very upset that Shinsuke Nakamura lost to Otis.
Yeah. I mean, that one wasn't great. We're not going to pretend like that one was great or anything, but... here we go. WWE SmackDown. Let's start off with the most important aspect of this, the Sammy Awards. Sammy overcame the odds, and he won the Return of the Year award, or the Comeback
well
of the
deserved.
Year, whatever the hell it was. Did he win Match of the Year as well?
Yes, he won Match of the Year, which is that a stretch to say him, Jeff Hardy, and AJ Styles, that ladder match is the best WWE match of the year
that crossed the point of parody?
I understand that what they're going for, oh, let's give it to Sammy, but like that might be the actual match of the year for WWE, right?
Yes. And Big E shows up sharply dressed. He had won an award. What award did he win?
He won Superstar of the Year.
Superstar of the Year. Okay, I'm fine with
that. My God, Sean, do you not take notes on this show? I thought you were a professional.
Let me tell you, buddy, I take significantly less notes than I used to on these shows. And I think our reviews have gotten better as a result. I used to do the old DDT Digest bullet points. Not anymore. Get you a smooth paragraph of notes now. FightfulSelect.com. Those will be exclusive to that service pretty soon whenever we move on to the site. But I thought this was a cool segment.
I thought it was good. Sammy is great in roles like this. Really, any role you give Sami Zayn. Both men, very sharply dressed.
His hair.
Very
Sammy's
jealous.
Hair.
Yes. I cannot pull off those looks at all. But yeah, I like this segment. Added some heat to the Sammy and Big E feud. Big E needed something after last week where he looked like a total goof in that match, so I'm glad he got one up on Sammy. The Sammy Awards, by the way, first off, they looked like they were chocolate. I thought you could just bite into those things and they would be chocolate. And I'm pretty sure they just took a soup can and spray painted it black as the platform for the little statue to hang on. So perfect Sammy Awards. I really enjoyed this segment, and I look forward to whenever the match happens. It should be a good match as well.
Yeah, at this point, when this segment ended, which we review things out of order on this show largely because we like to group things together. But I was like, man, this is a damn good episode of SmackDown. Like, just so much stuff mattered on the show. And one of those things that mattered was the tag title match. I know you didn't like the finish, but
God.
Also, this is the third title shot that Roode and Ziggler have lost since October, so I don't need to see any more. But you know that because of the finish, Jeremy, we're going to see more.
And I hate the schoolboy roll-up. It's a personal attack on me at this point. There's no other way to explain it. I know that WWE watches this. I know they read my tweets. They follow the account and everything. I can't stand it. Stop doing it. Montez holds the tights. The match was good. I really enjoyed the match. All four of these guys are very good. I do have a very important question for you regarding this match, though, Sean.
Sure.
Which shade of blue did you like more, the Street Profits blue or the Ziggler Roode blue?
I actually really like the Street Profits gear. Like, after seeing them in red so long, I got so tired of seeing it. And now seeing them in blue, blue is more aesthetically pleasing anyway. It's less harsh on the eyes, you know. McDonald's used to run with that yellow and red to get you the hell out of the building. They even went to a neutral gray. I appreciate these guys. Plus, they got the endorsement of that fellow from Hot Tub Time Machine. So you knew they were going to win.
That fellow, do you know his name, Sean?
I can't remember his name. No.
Clark Duke, I think.
Clark Duke. Okay.
Yeah.
Is he related
young
to Jessamine?
From The Office.
Huh?
A young Dwight from The Office. Yeah. It wasn't young Dwight, but he played the Dwight role in the late seasons, the shitty seasons of The Office.
The Nerd Guru says, Simon Miller's WWE surprise roll-up counter hit 100 on Monday, and it started in March. I bet a lot of those are 24-7. But yeah, That's the frustrating thing. And let me tell you guys, I've done some amateur wrestling and some catch wrestling in my day. You want to know how many schoolboy pins I've seen beat somebody? None. I'm sure.
But did anybody hold the tights? Did they hold the tights on the schoolboy pin?
That's the thing. That's the key.
Hate that finish. And Charles Robinson was ready to kill.
I love
kill
it.
Him.
He got sassy.
He's gonna suspend him.
Fine me. I'm already fine.
He's gonna suspend these men, yes, for complaining about, justly, by the way, justly complaining about this loss. They were screwed in this match.
Yes.
Charles Robinson, referees need to be held accountable in WWE.
This man owns Ric Flair's hair, so he does not compare, or he doesn't care about your feelings at all. And
they need to go ahead.
Nerguru says he doesn't even count 24/7.
There you go. See? What? It's an overused bullshit finish.
You're right. I mean, I'm not arguing that.
I know I'm right.
Oh, man. Very, very rough. I will say that assisted Fame Asser, big fan of that.
That was good.
Angelo Dawkins with the underhook, double underhook neck breaker. That is sweet. I love in a wrestling match, if you show me something either that I haven't seen before or I don't see often, I'm probably just going to like the match because I love the element of creation in this. The match was good. The finish sucked.
Yes, I like the double underhook neck breaker as well. Angelo Dawkins makes a good hot tag little run there. So I enjoyed that. Montez Ford, that frog splash, by the way, past couple of weeks, it still looks amazing. This week, they tried to cover that Ziggler got the knees up. When he didn't, he kind of missed it. There was another week where he kind of like overshot or undershot. He's feel like he's going for more height and less accuracy, and he needs to figure that out. Get the accuracy part down a little bit more, Montez.
Have somebody asking if we'll tell a fight story tonight. Maybe. I mean, there's not as many people here tonight, but hey, you know what? If the super chats get up to a good amount, I'll do it. I'll do it. But I announced, Jeremy, on Twitter that whenever Fightful Select moves to the site, based on the success of Fight Stories, we're going to be doing Sean Ross Stories, and we're going to be covering like situations and shows in which I covered in person. Like you and I, hopefully, and Cassidy will talk about WrestleCade, was it, last year in Winston-Salem?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have reached out to one Andrew Thompson about covering Las Vegas. I'm even going to have my wife do a couple episodes on NXT in Columbus at the Arnold Sports Festival and Toronto SummerSlam. There's a whole lot of stuff, and there's a lot of like stories and scoops in there that I think a lot of people might not even know about. There's some good stuff there. But
The stories from WrestleCade, you're just going to – you didn't do anything for WrestleCade, Sean. You weren't there when Cass and I were getting kicked out of hotels and stuff.
I behaved at that point.
You were on your best behavior. Cass and I were
– my profile was high enough by then to where I could get in trouble for some stuff.
Not us. We didn't care. Yeah. We were out being foolish. I got stories. I gave Dave Meltzer a car ride once, and he completely forgot about it every week in The Observer.
My God. That sounds par for the course, then, doesn't it?
Mad about this, Sean. Mad about it.
Riot Squad defeated Billie Kay and her mystery partner, Tamina. And I'm completely fine with Tamina popping up. This was an unoffensive match that got Riot Squad another win, made Billie Kay look like she was... I mean, it fits her portfolio. That's what she is. She's a comedy wrestler right now. I thought this was completely fine. Again, it helps put a team over and further Billie Kay. And you know what? They got Tamina on average for one match per month this year. They justified her six-figure salary. You love to see it.
What do you think Billie Kay's pitch to Tamina was, or the price for Tamina? Because as we've covered on this show extently, Tamina only does the big matches. She only does the number one contender matches or the title matches. This was not that. So I feel like she had to be paid a nice fee here by Billie Kay.
Well, to be fair, almost all of these matches are like top contendership matches. Well, you would think. If you win a tag team match, they're like, shit, we got one? We got one! Give them a title shot! But yeah, she has not been in a match that has not been like a qualifier or a title match since April.
Yeah. So I think Billy Kay had to, she had to come strong with this pitch. She had to slide the bonus under the table there and be like, I know it's not a number one contender match, yeah, but here's, here's some extra coin for you in this one to get you to do this match.
And if you want to come strong, if you want to slide that bonus, check out BlueChew.com. Use that code FIGHTFUL. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work, but it works on your schedule. Works if you're ready. If you're not ready, it'll get you there, my friends. Blue Chew, prescribed online through their affiliated physicians, that'll get you the active ingredient you need. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy or the doctor's office, and let's be real, over the next few months specifically, it's going to be hard to get into a doctor's office, especially for something like that. You don't have to have a problem to need or use Blue Chew. It's about that confidence. It's about that performance, and they make sure it's done for you. And we make sure it's done for you when you use that code FIGHTFUL at BlueChew.com. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping. As you know, guys, you got to pay the mailmen. They are overworked right now. And maybe you're overworked, or maybe you're looking to work overtime. Well, Blue Chew has you covered. $5 shipping, that's it. And it's free. Hot dog. Hot diggity dog. Hit them up at Blue Chew. Let them know you heard about them from us. We're happy to have them on board through 2021. BlueChew.com, code FIGHTFUL. We're all about the blue brand here on Friday night, so make sure you get those erect penises. And you know what? After you do it, tweet about it and say, damn, that was good. I used Blue Chew. Thanks, Sean Ross Sapp. Thanks, Jeremy Lambert.
We're about the blue brand. Get your penis erect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the end of the happiness here.
How dare you? The happiness never stops at BlueChew.com.
That's true. The Nerd Guru says, they wonder why their ratings are tanking. When you have Bailey pin Bianca clean, Bailey tapped to effing Natty 2 weeks ago, Vince needs to go in fast. Well, it wasn't clean, but it was a stupid booking decision. The Jam on Ryan B. Jam said, not a terrible show, but for a go-home show, this was poor, except for the Roman KO stuff and the Sammy Awards. Those were good. I liked the tag match too, but the finish was stupid. So they'll do good things, but they put stupid shit in there with it, Jeremy.
Well, that's just par for the course, Sean.
That's what they do. Donate those super chats, guys. Get them in. Let them know you care about, or let us know you care about us. Drop one over on that, those holiday streams as well. But we got a big one from our buddy Tim Traver. He says, thank you, Fightful, for helping me get through today. I took some pain meds, had emergency surgery this morning for my left ankle. I feel better now. I'm safe. Tim, I hope you feel better, buddy. Yes. You're one of our favorites here. You're one of our best friends here. So definitely hoping that you have a safe and healthy holiday season, and I hate that for you, man.
Yes, Tim was helping us book some Booty Pro Wrestling earlier.
He's the best. Tim is great. Yes. Rob Wilkins says, review that Eminem song from last night. I listened to about 10 seconds of it, Jeremy.
I listened to the entire album last night, and look, I'm a big Eminem fan. It didn't work for me, Sean. It just didn't. I was excited. Taylor and Eminem on back-to-back weeks, very excited. I see why these were B-side tracks that probably should not have been released.
Yeah. With such great lyrics as this flibbity dibbity hibbity hip hop.
You heard of Chris Christopherson, Sean? I'm pissed offerson.
You remember when he used to do that terrible accent with everything to stretch the rhymes?
Oh, he does a song on this one where he jokes about, oh, I'm going to bring the accents back on this track.
Not.
He brings the accents back on the track. That's an awfully hot coffee pot, Sean. I mean, should I pour it on Donald Trump? Probably not.
Like I like some, I like a lot of his newer stuff, actually. It's pretty good. But man, he heard Triumph the Insult Comic Dog and he said, God damn it, that's it. Even put him in a music video, for the love of God.
Yeah, ass like that. He was, Triumph was on that one. I like the last album, Music to be Murdered By. That's a great album. This B-side stuff, like it's like 16 tracks and I think like three or four are okay. But you know what, Sean? It's because I'm in a different space. I'm not trying to murder people anymore. I'm not trying to hear rapping about balls okay. and dicks. That's you. Love, Sean. Love. You
Rob
love
says, stuff. Rob says, after the Shinsuke loss, I almost turned off my computer and walked away without giving a notice. Let's talk about that. Otis pins Shinsuke Nakamura in a few minutes. Now, there were some things about this match that I liked. I liked that Chad Gable was like, piss off with the caterpillar. Don't do it. Instead, do that move where you drop...
Suplex!
Yeah, do that move where you drop John Morrison on his head a couple times and make people think you need to go back to the PC. So that happened. And I liked that. That was cool. The booking of Shinsuke Nakamura is a nightmare. Like, 5 years ago, he was the hottest thing in wrestling, and I had people say, but he's just collecting the bag and surfing. And I'm like, yeah, he sat outside of Vince's office for 4 hours to be like, no, man, listen, it's okay. I'm surfing. Book me like dog shit. And I had people say, oh, well, he doesn't care. Okay, well, he's not having the type of matches he's had in New Japan. That's absolutely true. He's had some really, really good to great matches in WWE. He just ain't having them much. That's for sure. That is for sure. But it's hard to be motivated when you are booked the way that guy has been booked.
That was going to be my point. Like, at this point, of course he doesn't care. Like, look how far he's fallen down here. Like, I wouldn't care at this point either. There was a time where they could have made him care and had him care, but they just kind of, that gender thing nuked him. Absolutely nuked him. He should have just won the title then. It would have been a big deal. And then they could have like made him with that. Instead, they had to keep putting gender over. And then after that, you could kind of tell. The AJ stuff was good because he was working with his buddy and they could do their shit. But everything else, just not good.
Yeah. This was like, oh, goddamn, okay. So they established that Chad Gable's the coach. They could have used anybody else besides Nakamura. Having this be Nakamura didn't add that much more.
Like, here's the thing, Sean. Nakamura just doesn't matter anymore. Yeah. Like, the fact that it's Nakamura, it doesn't really matter.
You're right.
Like, we want to perceive Nakamura as, like, New Japan Nakamura, big star Nakamura. He's not that anymore. He hasn't been that in a while. He's just a dude.
Well, the thing I think is funny is that, like, 5 years ago when he was on his way to WWE, people were like, Oh my God, he's 35. How will he handle it? He's 35. Okay, well, we see what that means now. Not anything. A wrestler's prime these days is 35 to 45. So, I mean, like, people aren't going to sit here and tell me that, like, the bump-heavy style of WWE, which is very bump-heavy, you bump, you feed, you bump, you feed, you take this spot, you take that spot, is, like, that much easier than like what he's doing now. He's bumping all over the place for guys. He's getting dumped on his head by Otis, so he ain't sitting there landing on clouds or anything. He's not doing New Japan matches, but Jesus,
I mean, they spent a year of it just having him work the Largo loop down in NXT.
He had to learn where the cameras were.
Work in front of 15 people every night for NXT.
Reminder, guys, get those super chats in. Trevor L says, damn it, Jeremy has me wanting some bows now. What the hell? What do you mean?
Bojangles. Oh, you're a Bojangles shop?
Yeah. I ate some Lee's today. It was very good.
I don't know what Lee's is, but I know what Bojangles is.
Trevor
very good.
L says, Nikita Krylov fan will need to make an appearance. Yeah. Yeah. He'll be doing some with me. I think they're on the Sean Ross stories thing. He'll be on the one about how I got like one of my first scoops, actually, because he was there with me when that happened. So,
Tell you abandoned him.
No, he wouldn't do that. He calls me every day. We're great friends. He knows that I saved him from getting his ass kicked that night.
He DM'd me today. I won't tell you what he said, but I'll just let you stew on something to what he might have said.
Also,
get you curious.
Also, I definitely didn't save him from getting his ass whipped. He would have cracked that dude with a smooth overhand right. For sure, but let's talk about it. This is going to be another entry into the epic triggered rant. We don't do much of these days because I'm like so over WWE booking that they can't epically trigger me anymore, but this did it, and it did it because we fucking knew it was coming, Jeremy. We knew it was going to happen, And so did the people here. Drew Nicholas says, people calling winning streak Bianca losing to losing streak Bayley a good way to continue the feud really have drank the WWE lazy booking Kool-Aid. WWE thrives and survives on just lazy-minded people that are like, ah, let it play out. This is the story. Bayley, the story is that Bayley can't win without Sasha. The story. No, they don't have a fucking story. Come on, don't be obtuse. It's ridiculous. Jeremy, do your bit. I know you want to troll.
I don't even remember what it was.
Exactly. Because you know this is stupid.
Oh, wait. I know it. I know the bit.
You know the
Sean,
bit.
Sean, she was the SmackDown Women's Champion for 500 days. All right? You know, because Bianca lost to her, it's not that big of a deal. All right?
Deal.
Bianca's got to earn. Bianca's winning. What's her biggest win, Sean? Zelina Vega? Is that her biggest win? That's who she's beaten.
You sound like Sam Roberts. You sound like Sam Roberts, like making sense of this. And bless Sam, I love Sam Roberts, but man, that was come on now. Bayley lost to Natalya clean a few weeks ago. Oh
yeah, and Bianca beat Natalya like the week before.
Yes, and I know MMA math doesn't exactly work, but hey, you know what? Bayley has not won a match before tonight since August. Since August. It is so stupid. It is so frustrating. It is just so creatively bankrupt to do this shit. Bayley wins with an eye gouge and a rose plant. They ran these friggin' vignettes for weeks and weeks and weeks about how much smarter, about how much more cunning, about how much more athletic, about how much faster and stronger that Bianca Belair is. And then I thought they capped it off with that brilliant one, just about how much smarter she was than everybody. And then she gets hit with the old eye gouge and the rose plant, and whoosh! She had not been pinned since she had been on the main roster. And that's more impressive than it sounds, because unfortunately, WWE, as creatively bankrupt as they are, what they love to do is, oh, you know what? This person has high upside. We don't want to beat them. So instead of having them win matches on TV weekly, we just take them off TV because they don't trust themselves to go 2 weeks without fucking up booking. They can't trust themselves to go 2 weeks without screwing up somebody creatively. So they're like, just take them off TV because it's not their time right now. It's not their time yet. We saw it with AOP. We saw it with Bianca Belair. We saw it with so many people. They're just off television the entire time. Then they pop up a week or two. This is so stupid. Bayley got no wins to build up to this feud. So now Bianca Belair loses to woman who had historic title run, couldn't win lately. And I had doofuses that said, well, that was the story. That was the story. She can't win without Sasha. Where's Sasha? Sasha's out there hitting tornado DDTs on Boba Fett today.
Spoiler. Spoiler alert. Come on now.
Piss off! Come on.
Some people haven't seen the episode.
Well, shut up! I don't care. Jeremy, Justin Lopez says, I am so livid, join the club, over that Bayley-Bianca finish. Of course, I've been arguing with a-holes telling me, oh, it wasn't clean, she raked the eyes. Well, you know what's going to happen, Jeremy? Bianca's going to pin her on Sunday, or next Friday, or the Friday after that, or eliminate her from the Royal Rumble, and I'm going to have people say, well, there you go, it's okay. And we're going to sit here and wonder why WWE draws in a one point. Oh, wait, no, it's on FS1 tonight. So it's going to be like 12 people that watch the show. And there will be... This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Some people that tell me, Jeremy, oh, it doesn't matter. Nobody watched that show. It was on FS1. It doesn't count. Come on. Say something about this before I...
This is why they're in the position they're in. Everyone is just in the same spot.
They are who we thought they were.
Yes. Everyone's just in the same spot. It's just 50-50 to death. Everyone. We talked about this for weeks, Sean. We said the way you book this match is either Bayley wins and Bianca gets beat by someone who's just lost a bunch of matches, or Bianca wins and she just beat a loser, just adds another loss. And then you got the worst part, maybe not the worst, a terrible part about this is Corey Graves screaming, "Bianca's a loser, Bianca's a loser, she's terrible, she just lost to Bayley." Don't call these people losers like that. We get it. They lost this wrestling match. Don't scream that they're losers because it doesn't help them at all. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. We knew this is what they were going to do. Why do you get triggered by this stuff, Sean?
I don't anymore.
This is your issue. This is not a WWE issue.
I'm already putting together the Epic Triggered Rant 2020 compilation. Last year it was like 20 clips. This year it's like 5, and one of the 20-minute Alex rant. I'm so over it. There's nothing left.
Is the Goldberg fiend rant?
Yes, of course it's on there. Don't be ridiculous. Ray Callahan says, "Money for the rant. Appreciate both of you. Go Bulls." The Jam on Ryan B. Jam says, "I want to hear Sean rant about that anurag guy on Twitter who threatened to unfollow him." Yeah, he said, "I'll unfollow you then." And then he comes back to call me an AEW fanboy. Yeah, AEW's a better show. Sue me.
Not this week.
SmackDown was better than AEW this week. I liked it more. But then I got people online saying, "If it was a DQ, you would have complained." Oh, hold on. "If it was a DQ, you would have complained. If it was a countout, you would have complained. Bayley hasn't won in a while. People keep complaining. It's a no-win situation." It's fake. It's not real. They get to decide who wins tonight, who won last week, who wins the number of matches that lead up to this. Stop saying that shit. They book this. This isn't, again, the World Series. They're not going to go to jail for fixing the results, Jeremy.
Sean, you watch our Booty Pro Wrestling stream, right? I think you would admit that Joseph and I are excellent bookers who don't book ourselves into a corner at all. You can put people in different positions and make people shine here. You do not have to have Bayley lose for 6 months before she loses this match. You don't even have to do this match, Sean. That's a dirty secret right there. They didn't have to do this match at all. They could have done this match later when they've built them up to more wins. They don't have to book the stuff that they do. They just do it because they're bankrupt creatively, and they're just like, "We're just gonna run the same matches out there for 5 months." You're right, we're gonna get Bayley and Bianca. It's either gonna be added to the pre-show at 5 p.m. on Sunday, or they're gonna do it next week and Bianca will probably win, and people are like, "See, she won clean. Bayley tried to cheat. Bianca outsmarted her. She's the smartest. It's all good." And then they're gonna do a third match, and they're gonna do a fourth match, and a fifth match, and a sixth match, and they're just gonna keep doing these matches until they just decide, "Now's the time. This is the last time ever." That's how they end feuds now, Sean. You can rip a man's eye out. That's not the end of the feud. You end a feud by saying 3 hours before the show, "Last time ever." And then the feud's over. That's how they book everything, Sean.
Oh, man. Nerd Guru says, Bianca and Keith Lee have to be the worst call-up failures in recent memory. By recent, I mean since Alistair and Ricochet, which is last year. Yikes. They had Alistair go on a year-long winning streak, and they didn't mention it. They accidentally gave this guy a one-year winning streak, and they didn't do anything with it. They just forgot. They were like, oh, yeah, we've got something. We're all right on him, so we're going to keep him winning. We're not going to have him lose, but, oh, wait, we're Heyman's fired? Oh, yeah, piss off, Alistair. And now he's off TV because, get this, Jeremy, they don't want to bury him, so they take him off TV.
That is so, when you mentioned that earlier, of like their way to not 50-50 people is just keep them off of television. Like, only one person can just stand tall the entire time. Yes. You can't just build up multiple people. That seems kind of difficult. Now you can't have multiple people winning. So instead of that, we'll just keep you off television so people forget about you, bring you back, have you win, and then eventually beat you. By the way, how sad was Kevin Owens talking about Aleister Black putting him over? You could tell he felt bad for this man.
Yeah. Oh, big time. It's something I wrote for in the new WrestleTalk magazine about how frustrating and satisfying the Roman Reigns storyline is, because you see how good WWE is capable of being. But throughout this year, we saw the build of Drew McIntyre and him being protected up until around WrestleMania, and then he faced dorks all summer. And around that time, we got Edge and Orton. And because there are no crowds, we did not get all you people promos. So that was good. And then when Edge got hurt, we started to see Sasha and Bayley get layers and layers and layers. And we're like, damn, that's really cool. And then around SummerSlam, they decided to hotshot everything with them, from the match to the defense and all that. So it's like, all right, well, there we go. But then since then, we've had Roman Reigns. So it's like, at any given point this year, we've had something really, really, really good in WWE. There's just very little overlap between them. And yeah. Yeah,
you get one good thing on the menu, Sean. Just like I said last week, you get one good thing on the menu. Everything else, you know, it might taste good. It's a mystery food.
Yeah, everything. I mean, here's the thing. Filet mignon's on the menu. It's on the menu, and we see it.
Yeah.
But every time we're going there, like, they're speaking, they're, oh, no, he'll have the chicken tenders. He'll have the chicken tenders.
There's only one filet mignon. It's a special item. Yes. You can only order one of it. Chicken tenders, they'll just throw at you. Like, here, yes, take them.
We made too many. They're from yesterday. Carmella comes out and cuts a promo. I like the promo. She mentions that Sasha cannot handle pressure, which has been the story on her. She's like, this is the longest she's ever been champion. And she's got all this stuff going on. She can't handle being the boss. I thought the promo was pretty good.
I thought, like I said last week, I think Carmella has gotten more and more comfortable with this role. And I really like this promo from her. And then maybe a little long. Like, that's not her fault. She did it didn't seem too bad. I would probably cut a minute or two off of it. But as far as what she said, I believed everything she said, and I thought she delivered everything very well.
Yep. I thought so too. Sasha comes out and gets cracked with a bottle again. I loved the Carmella thing where she's like, she doesn't know who to be without being the boss. That's been my bag on Sasha, is that it's always, and I'm the boss, and I'm Sasha Banks, yada, yada. I want to see more layers out of her. We're seeing her. Okay, 90% of the stuff I saw talked about today was Sasha Banks Mandalorian. That's what I woke up to see everybody blowing up about. And she didn't say, because I'm Sasha Banks and I'm the boss. Not a once. Not a once.
How do you know? Did you watch the episode, Sean?
I watched enough of it.
Okay. I'd like her to just pop in there and be like, I'm Casca Reeves, and I'm going to do a tornado DDT. Do you think Sasha Banks has champagne problems, Sean?
God,
this is her
damn
second straight week getting cracked with a champagne bottle.
You were just aching for that one. You were just aching for it.
Do you think when she gets hit in the back, it's champagne problems? Do you think when she can't figure out if she's the boss, it's champagne problems? Do you think when she tasted the bubbly, she had champagne problems, Sean?
It would seem so, and it would also seem as if
Kevin Owens thought that he peaked for the day interviewing or being interviewed by me, and was just like, you know what? I'm going to go get hit by a chair about 94 times today. He's going to be sore Sunday, Jeremy.
He's going to be sore on Sunday. He's going to be really sore after Sunday. I think this man's ready to die. You're gonna get this man killed. Does one interview with Sean Ross Sapp and gets buried and is now ready to die.
We are at the main event segment, guys. Get your super chats in. Please leave a thumbs up. It helps us out a lot. Reminder, we will be here Sunday for WWE TLC. Jeff Hawkins will be joining me. Also, we did a predictions video with Wrestling Rambles. If you haven't checked that out, do it. And go check out her page. She is wonderful. You guys are going to love her. I'm going to have her on some post shows in the future. But this was all really good, I thought. I mean, everything that Roman Reigns touches turns to gold. And Kevin Owens, when I spoke to him, said, yeah, it does push me to be more creative. And it's refreshing to hear somebody like Kevin Owens be like, yes, I think we can all agree that Roman Reigns has never been better than he is right now. And we all knew that he was capable of it. He just had to do it. This is everything that we dreamed of, Jeremy.
This is the filet mignon. This is the one piece of filet mignon they cook in the WWE headquarters.
This is Wagyu. This is Wagyu. You know what? I don't know if I can tell the story because I think I got to save it for Sean Ross Stories with Andrew Thompson. Jimmy Van fed me and Andrew Thompson
like
$800 steak and ridiculous sushi.
Yeah.
We didn't like it. And I don't want to tell Andrew's aspect of the story because he almost already kicked one person's ass that weekend. So I don't want him coming after me. That's a story in its own. That's the hook. Andrew Thompson almost beats up now disgraced AEW wrestler. Oh, it was going to happen too.
It was from everything that I know.
I saw the look in his eyes. I saw the look in his eyes. It was horrifying because that was something, but
yeah, you gotta save that for when
that's behind the paywall for sure.
Yeah,
that's behind the paywall. But Owens is trying to talk Adam Pearce is trying to talk Owens rather out of going after Roman Reigns, but Reigns was in the ring and he wants to be acknowledged for putting food on Kevin Owens' table. Like, that's the thing, he's not just the head of his table, he's the head of Owens' table too. For a guy like Owens, this works perfectly, Jeremy, because his whole bag since he came into WWE was he's fighting for his family, not like Paige. He's fighting with his family. But he's fighting for his family. That's why he's a prize fighter. I think this works to an extended level with a guy like Kevin Owens.
It does. This is why Owens is the kind of perfect guy for this position, because his whole thing is he just wants to do what's best for his family. He wants championships because that means more money. That means more money for him, more money for his family, more money for his kids. Roman Reigns is almost like kind of Conor McGregoring this of like, you're facing me. This is red panty night for y'all. Like, you're getting more money because you're facing me right now. Like, whatever you accomplished before, cool, former Universal Champion. This is Owens' like official Universal title rematch from losing to Goldberg, right? He hasn't had that. Because you're facing me, this is why you're a big star. Don't screw this up. Dude, don't make me beat your ass before we get to the match, and then you miss out on this big payday. Like, yes. Don't do that. And that's what, you know, he's trying to teach Owens this lesson, and Owens is too prideful and too foolish to go with that. He's like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to show up. You can do whatever you want to do to me. I'm still going to show up. I will collect this paycheck. Not only will I collect this paycheck, I'm going to beat your ass, and I'm going to take this title. And if I don't, you're going to have to kill me. Otherwise, I will do this.
Man, I almost got that out. I think that's a pretty good summation of everything. This was really good. It took up about a quarter of the show, if not more. It should. And they promoted the match, and Kevin Owens is like, you're going to have to kill me to keep me down. I loved it, man.
All these guys are good. Jay is great. Heyman, I like that it wasn't an up here. Hey, up here. He's telling the camera guy, get the camera on me. That got Owens' attention. Owens and Roman have both been. I was glad that Owens cut off the Roman promo, not because I didn't think Roman wasn't going to deliver a good promo or anything, but like he kind of said everything he needed to say last week. I didn't need for him to like kind of recycle some stuff there. So the fact that he only talked for like a minute and then Owens is like, all right, let's do this. I like that as well. This has been so, this is the frustration, Sean.
Yeah.
They can do this shit. They just don't do this shit.
The Jam on Ryan B. Jam says, Jeremy, do you think Carmella and Sasha have bad blood?
Was it mad love, ever mad love between Sasha and Carmella, though?
I don't think so. I don't think it ever has been.
Yeah, I don't think it's been mad love between them.
Isaac Merriweather says, do you think we'll see Jimmy return this Sunday? I do think it's still a little bit early.
He's not supposed to, like, officially... He was there for, like, Hell in a Cell and stuff, but he's not supposed to officially be back until January. So if he comes in, it'll probably just be, like, a little run-in type deal. I don't think we're going to see him, though.
Guys, thank you all for letting me know that my stream is freezing here and there. I'll fix it. A lot of factors in that one. Tanik Reacts says, USA reportedly wants more violent adult content. WWE's answer, have Roman try to commit murder on a different channel. Also, Owen should win the Rumble and beat Reigns at Mania. Right now, I don't see anybody that can take the title from Roman. Even Big E right now. As of right now, I want Roman Reigns to carry that title for a long time. If we get a Kofi Kingston that develops, okay, I'm here for that. But right now, I don't see that person, Jeremy.
No, we talked about this on the distraction of like who could ranking Roman's opponents, and Goldberg was way down the list. But Owens and Bryan were kind of like right there, and we still agreed like they're probably not the guys that would be taking the title from Roman.
Nerd Guru says, do you think we get the You're the Authority 2 on Raw? I think we'll get Vince on there sometime soon. It's bad, and creatively, Monday Night Raw is as bad as I've ever seen it.
AJ's winning the title on Sunday.
Really? You think so?
That's my prediction to pop the rating of like, oh, let's check out Raw, new champion type deal. And that's not Drew's fault at all. He can't help this stuff. But I think that's just what they're going to do to try to pop this rating. That's my bold out on a limb prediction.
Blake Higdon sends a super chat. If you got a question with that, pass it along and I'll see it. Andre Banks says, got to check out KO on Talking Smack. His interaction with Paul was intense. Told Paul to call him after he beats Roman on Sunday. Ooh, I'm excited about that.
Owens is good. Very, very good.
He put over Heyman on during our interview. Make sure you guys go check that out. Jam on Ryan B. Jam says, do you think Daniel Bryan winning the Rumble and beating Roman at Mania would be a good call? Not right now. Nope. Roman Reigns is way more over than Daniel Bryan. And that's just going back to something familiar. It's not Daniel Bryan's moment right now.
No, you got to find somebody who can get up to Roman's level. And no offense to Bryan and Owens, who I think the majority of us really like. But one, they don't really need that. And two, it's not going to feel like – it just doesn't feel like it's a big deal if they beat Roman. Like Roman needs to – somebody's got to get made to beat Roman. And Bryan and Owens don't need to really be made. Like, Roman's on a different platform right now. You don't just beat that guy for the sake of beating him.
Blake had sent in a super chat, and he said, fellow Kentucky boy, just wanted to give you some love for the site. I think you know my friend Rachel. Rachel who? I know a few Rachels, but yeah. Thank
Look
you so
you.
Much. Well, yeah, I know several Rachels. Which Rachel are you talking about? There's so many in my life.
I've got Rachel A, Rachel C, Rachel F all on his phone.
There are far too many Rachels for me to remember them simply by first name. Oh. Sloan, yes, I do know Rachel Sloan. She's wonderful. She's from Lexington. She's actually a fellow Fightful viewer from what I understand. But yes. Rachel's awesome. Jeremy, as much as I shouldn't say, how many Rachels are there? That's an Ollie Davis right there. Jeremy, as much as it pains me to say it, you're doing pretty awesome. Actually, it doesn't pain me to say it. It just pains me that your reaction will be frustrating. You forced our hand, so to speak. You didn't force our hand. It was a decision we were already doing. We have started a Twitch.
Yeah, and then you froze.
Ha! I twitched! I guess you could say that my internet twitched. We have started a Twitch, twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. Jeremy, tell the people what they're going to see over there.
I have no idea. You're throwing it to, I don't know what we're doing over there.
The same shit you've been doing, just on yeah. Twitch, Jeremy.
Wow, we're gonna keep booking some booty pro wrestling, putting out great segments with Sid and Britt Baker. We're gonna be doing gaming streams still on Saturday night, where we're playing wrestling and whatnot. Joseph and I want to do like some watch along gimmicks and things like that, so we'll probably be doing that. I've been told I can play NBA and NHL. On there, we're gonna get Russell Westbrook that ring. So we're gonna be doing a little bit of. Denise is gonna be on there. Denise and I are just gonna sing Taylor Swift karaoke duets on the Twitch. If I put it out there, I feel like now since it's there, she's got to do it, right? Or else she looks like a coward.
It's gonna be a free for all over there. Like we had people from the genesis of Fightful Gaming. They were saying, "Oh, what about this game? What about this game?" We wanted to keep it to wrestling, combat sports early. Now you guys have taken so well to it. It'll be literally whatever you guys want to see over there. I will be doing some streaming there as well. Probably not via Joel's Parsec because womp. But I'll be doing some stuff as well. Joel says, let me pitch for Twitch, Sean. Well, we hope to have you involved. We got to figure out the financials surrounding it.
Joel's buried and banned once the Twitch gimmick starts. I'm finally getting the gaming PC next week. Joel's out.
He's done. Yeah. He's done. Oh, poor Joel. Denise says, I am not. SRS got to pay me more money. I just gave you another raise. What the hell are you talking about? I knew you were grossly underpaid. You're trying to Dudley Boys me. What are you going to do? You know what? I'm just going to shut up for right now before I say something that gets us all in trouble.
Yeah.
Gets us all in trouble.
Don't do that.
Twitch.tv.
We're doing a bunch of Twitch on Twitch, Sean. That's what we're doing.
Twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. And of course, you guys can always go to FightfulGaming.com. I know that we don't exactly push that a ton here, but I just want to say, Jeremy, I did pretty good mandating the creation of FightfulGaming.com. I said, you know what? I think we're about to have a big boom period in wrestling gaming. And we do. We got Retro Mania Arcade coming out. Battleground just came out. The new WDB game will finally come out next year. You got the Wrestling Code. You got like 7 AEW games coming out. It's going to be a good time.
We're going to be playing the AEW games, hopefully.
Yes.
I want to play that GM mode game. I don't know if I'm going to like it too much, but I do want to play it.
Yeah. Guys, you all have taken really, really well to Fightful Gaming on YouTube, and you still will see some stuff over there. I don't have a specific start date for when we're going to kind of port everything over to Twitch, but go over there and follow us. Look at Denise. She's just trying to get attention here.
Denise is just a hater. Oh. And Denise is my favorite person ever, but she's a hater.
I'm going to shoot right now. Denise, the hater of Christmas, is the one who recommended we do a Christmas stream.
Wow. You just outed her. Like you just outed her with that. You ruined her entire gimmick with that, Sean.
Shooting on Salcedo.
Oh man. That's tough. Now I don't believe anything she says. Now anything that she says she hates, I just don't believe it. I think she loves video games.
I think she's working everybody. I think she loves video games. I think she loves Christmas. I think she loves Kanye West.
Hey, listen, I will defend that Denise strongly dislikes, potentially even hates Kanye West. All right, you will not do that on my watch. I will defend my Swiftie friend, Denise Alcedo.
I think Denise, like, we sent each other gifts as a bit of a bit, and I don't think they'll get there to her until Tuesday, so it'll be really awkward when she's, like, the only person opening presents on the Christmas stream.
And did you get me a gift, by the way?
No, I didn't.
My,
what, did you get me one?
Hell no! What kind of friendship is this?
I was gonna say, I was like, should I have gotten Jeremy something? But then you asked me for a size, and you said, "No, I'm not getting you anything." By the way, I'm like, Jesus Christ,
that was a shoot too. I asked for your shirt size, but not to buy you a gift though. I was doing retcon work for others.
Okay, then I know who it is because there's only one person. Thanks, Hannah.
Sorry, Hannah.
Hannah's my only friend that cares enough to send me gifts out of the goodness of her heart. That's it. Fair. That's it. And she's like that with everybody. Denise says,
send me a gift.
Look at her. She is like Veruca Salt from Willy Wonka. That is Denise Salcedo.
I mean, look, Denise is still great. All right. I'm not burying Denise.
She is.
Denise is my best friend.
Denise says, hey, I sent a toaster. with love. I don't know. I don't know if she's I've used that toaster multiple times, by the way. I actually do really enjoy the toaster. And I'm kind of fascinating at the technology of the toaster that allows it to brand my toast WWE. I'm going to send that to everybody that says I'm a WWE hater. I'm like, I eat WWE for breakfast. I eat pieces of shit for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
Yeah. My God.
What a great movie that is.
It is a fantastic movie. Guys, we're about $3 from a super chat goal here. I'm not telling a story, but somebody hit we got time to kill, a few minutes to kill. Jeremy, you're doing nothing this weekend, I understand.
No, I'm still gaming tomorrow night. We're still doing that. Yeah, that's Joel Pearl now. And Joseph is going to be there, everybody. Big draw. Joseph Holbert is going to be on the gaming stream. I don't know what we're playing. Joel Pearl, tell me what the hell we're playing tomorrow, please.
Down the road and I'm flirting with disaster.
Wait, can we play anything? Yeah. Is anything on the table tomorrow?
It's free play Saturday. Why not? Why not?
There we go. Just got us free play Saturday.
Cook
Joel
goose
Pearl.
For everyone. I just went full Ebenezer Scrooge. There you go. Hobble over to your gaming chair with your little crutch and play whatever game you want, Jeremy.
Awesome. I still don't know what we're playing, but that opens up some extra possibilities there. So we're going to do that tomorrow.
Evermore by Taylor Swift.
I was singing Evermore last Saturday, Denise. And then I almost got us banned because my voice is so beautiful, just like Taylor's. It was a copyright strike against us.
Somebody's saying we need to do a hair versus hair match. I've already had my hair cut by Awesome Kong. How much worse could it be, to be honest with you? Alec Farmer says, let's make the goal Stepdad SRS. I don't know what this means.
What?
Jesus Christ.
Don't you got to have one kid to have stepkids? Stepdad.
Pass your mom's Snapchat along. Luis Hernandez sends a super chat. Thank you, Luis. And Joel Pearl says, my Parsec doesn't suck. Def Jam jerks. I don't know what that means.
We're playing, commenting that his Parsec doesn't suck after you buried. And I guess we're playing Def Jam, whatever, fight shit. What's the name of the game?
Def Jam Vendetta?
Yeah, Vendetta, those Vendetta. Games. We're playing those. Yeah.
Guys, thank
That's
you
what
all.
We're playing tomorrow.
Thank you all so much. I think this post-SmackDown...
Sean, wait a second. You're supposed to review Willow. You put this out on Twitter that you were going to review the remix of Willow.
I have not listened to it.
That's a shitty review, Sean.
Should I listen to it on the air?
I mean, can you? I'll listen to it. Do you want me to sing it?
No, I'll listen to it. Is it the Elvira remix?
I don't know which one you claimed you were going to review.
Yeah, I guess it'll be
she
that
put
one.
Out like three remixes of this song.
This is my live reaction. People who are listening to the audio version will get to actually hear the song.
Oh, really?
But not on StreamYard.
I'll listen to it.
So people are like, oh my God. Like, Denise says, don't trust me, they're strict. Well, they can't hear it through here. Like, they can't hear it on...
Sing it, Sean. Don't
you know
the lyrics?
If you all want to see my reaction, you all got to go to YouTube. I don't even want to risk it for the audio. We're out on audio.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELDWIN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELDWIN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save